This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Many groups use a very catchy slogan these days called Making a Difference. It's sort of a catch cry, become very popular. And who doesn't feel inspired by the example of great people or commitment? For example, think of Mother Teresa, this fragile woman from the Balkans who devoted her whole life to the poorest of the poor in the slums of Calcutta. So here's a woman who really did make a big difference in the world, and she's honoured, rightly so, for what she did. And if you're a bit older, you might hear the echo of the words of Martin Luther King. This was a man, the pastor's son from Atlanta in the States, who actually became the symbol for freedom from ethnic oppression. And his words, "I have a dream." Yes, I'm sure you've heard that. Well, there are two people, or it's another one. Then perhaps in more recent times, we think of the greatness of the character of Nelson Mandela. And here was this man who emerged from prison, and after so many years, without any feelings of bitterness, to become the first black president of South Africa. These people, they made a difference in a very unique way, and we know these things. That's all well and good, but when it comes to you and me, I wonder, can I really make a difference? You might be thinking today, yeah, well, that's me. I'm an ordinary person. My name will never end up in the who's who, and I'll never have a street named after me. So there's not much special about me. So what can I do? Is there any way that I can actually make a difference? Let me tell you about a writer who needed this particular day to clear his mind. He'd run into a brick wall, and he was trying to write something, and they had what they call, or he had what people call a writer's block. He moved into a friend's house down on a beach to try and get away from distractions. And so there he was on his own, enjoying the peace, trying to get some ideas to write, but nothing would come. So his mind was a blank, and he got up from his desk to have some coffee. He thought that might help, and he looked out the window. He saw a fellow doing a very odd thing down on the beach. He was sort of dancing. He watched. The dance was the same, and the man would bend over. He'd stand up and do some gyrations towards the surf. He'd stop, and he'd walk back. He'd bend over, and this continued. And so the writer was intrigued. He watched, and the man on the beach didn't know anyone was watching him, so he was quite fascinated. So he wanted to know what was the logical reason for this odd dance. So the writer walked out of the house and started towards the beach. And as he got closer, he began to realize that this man down there was picking something up and throwing it into the surf. And he stopped a bit closer and observed him bend over, and he saw him pick up a stranded starfish. He made a few odd steps towards the surf and then flung the creature into the ocean. So he went up to him. "What are you doing?" "Well," he said, "I'm saving starfish." He was a young man, and he threw another one into the water as they talked. And as he looked around, the writer realized that there were hundreds and thousands of starfish here, were high and dry and were actually dying on the beach. The sand was littered. So he stated what might have seemed obvious. "So doing what you're doing," he said, "really, look, it won't make much difference. Bending over, picking up another stranded animal and flinging it in the surf." "Well," the young man said, "it certainly made a difference for that one that I threw out into the water." Well, the writer, he had his inspiration. There it was, a powerful truth in a very simple statement. Because whilst there were thousands, maybe millions of starfish, a single act of saving one of these things can actually make a difference. So, and because the young man, he couldn't save all these fish, didn't mean, of course, that he couldn't save some. So he spent the rest of the day talking with the young man about saving one starfish at a time. So that night, he was ready for what he had to do to write his book. He was ready to return to work, making a difference. I want to take this a bit further tomorrow and think of another incident that, to me, indicates that we can make a difference. Heavenly Father, we know deep down we can make a difference. Lord, may that be true today as you help us in what we do for others. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.